This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Okay. We have the rest of this audio. This is one of the many reasons why ICE is wearing masks. I played your rioting in Chicago. There's arrest in New York City at the federal courthouse today, and you got people jumping on, shoving and pushing and attacking ICE agents at inside of a federal courthouse. And right now there's a standoff in Los Angeles. They've locked, a business owner has locked the ICE office inside of his business. These people need to be arrested and charged federally. I don't care if this ends up being a war between communists and our officers. They need to do their jobs. Here's the rest of this this audio of a old blue hair leftist woman who has nothing to do with anything. She's at a grocery store when she sees somewhere on the other side of the grocery store this illegal lady getting rounded up by ICE. She comes in and starts acting like she's her attorney or she knows who she is or she's her friend, demanding to get right up and record everything and do it for a lawyer and stuff. And she's like, well, she doesn't know. She didn't. They're like, you don't know anything. You don't know who this woman is. Get out of here. And so she's getting in front of the officer. She's impeding his ability to investigate and arrest this woman, this illegal. And then so he says, get back. And there's a little tussle, and then she falls down. You tricked me! He should have arrested that old woman. Let's play the rest of this.
How can you
not
work?
Listen to her? She's trying to
get... And you're going to hear this black guy who's probably 20, 30 feet away is my guess, or somewhere like of that. They don't show his face. But I think he's like, in this video, I think he's like standing at the checkout counter or something 20 feet away. And I don't understand some of these African-American people who start caring about this. Do you understand, like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said in 06, 07, that you have become the second or third on the totem pole now with the Democrat Party? The illegals and the Hispanic community have usurped you. And by the way, they've all come, including many African-Americans, to the Trump side now. Because we are the party, if you're a Republican. I'm not necessarily a Republican per se, but I'm on that side, obviously. Because we are now the people that care about the little people, the middle-class people, and jobs, and this country, law and order, patriotism, and not talking about men thwacking off their wieners or putting up an address or making your kid have a transgender person or some stripper transgender person having you stuff a kid stuff money in some transgender person's thing and worshiping them. But here he is. I describe it like somebody put a little button on the back like he's a doll. You push a button, he starts caring and yelling and getting mad about illegals in front of his eyes. Here he is.
Can you work for these people? Shame on you, all of you. You belong in jail.
Why y'all letting her go? She looked just like her.
You hear that? Why are you letting her go? There's a Hispanic lady nearby, and this racist man is saying, why are you letting her go? She looks just like you. In other words, you all look the same to me all year round up. That's not what ICE is doing. Who programmed him? When did he become a useful fool, a useful idiot?
I just want to hear what she's saying, and he won't let me do it.
And this miserable grandma, I get her. She is a miserable person. Her religion, the most important thing on her in her life is not God, is not her faith. She has her faith and her religion is this. This is her ideology. This is her religion. It's like when we were driving to church to downtown Dallas a month or two ago at the height of the Elon Musk protest. I told my wife, look up. There's a pedestrian overpass bridge. Really, it's just a bridge for the panhandlers and the bums to go over the highway without getting hit. They claim it's for bicycles, but no. Anyway, you have these people up over the bridge standing there unfurling banners and doing protests from above. And we go under it, and it was Sunday morning going to church, and there's these idiots about Musk. And I'm like, look at that. That's their religion. They're practicing their religion. That's their church right there. And that's what it is for this woman. So she's a lost soul and a miserable person. You know, there's a reason why the Democrat pollster Nate Silver said that, self-reported in his polling, that liberals are 31% more. It's 29 and 31%. I don't forget which one is which, but they're 29 to 31% more likely to self-report having a mental illness, and they're 29 to 31% more likely to be unhappy with their life and be depressed, somewhere around that nature. So this is why these, as Jesse calls them, communists are 29 to 31% more worse off mentally than we are, because they are empty and they are miserable, and this is their faith. This is their religion.
Try to listen.
They only got y'all to use y'all to translate, dummy.
Yeah, so there he is, like, attacking people for being Hispanic, and why are you not getting her, and they only use you, Miss Ice Hispanic, because you speak Spanish. He's degrading her and devaluing her. He's dehumanizing her. He's racist. It's a racist attack on her. Oh, you're not a good officer. You couldn't possibly be good because you're Hispanic. You're just being used because you speak Spanish. You couldn't be a law enforcement. You couldn't law enforcement your way out of a paper bag. Look at you. You're a woman and you're Hispanic. That's what that black man is saying. That sick black man who is programmed by I don't know who, MSNBC, somebody. And boy, do they got him. They got him wrapped around their finger. They got him to care about somebody who depresses his wages, steals his job, and drives up his housing that he can't afford. The Boston Fed, remember that? J.D. Vance quoted the Boston Fed in the vice presidential debate. The Boston Fed said housing has gone up a lot. And one of the main reasons is illegals. 10 to 20 million people flood this nation in 4 years. Where do they live? You think 20 million people are living in the streets? No, they're living in houses and apartments all over the world, all over the country, excuse me. And they might not be in your neighborhood. They might not be able to afford your neighborhood. But guess what? They're filling up other slots. And the people that would go in those slots are going somewhere else. And the people that are going in those slots are going somewhere else. What do you think, for example, in New York City, how many illegals invaded that city over those 4 years? How many housing units have they taken up? How much demand have they shot housing up? How much increase have they shot housing up? The awfuls, the affluent white, miserable liberal ladies, they're living in these, very, very expensive homes with their religion of leftism. But that black man and the middle-class people are the ones deeply affected by that. That's most of us. And there he is, shilling for somebody who's ruining his life. What a fool. What an absolute fool. Speaking of absolute fools, Greta Thunberg, Greta Thunberg, the mentally ill woman, now she's a woman who knows nothing, is on a flotilla. You know, that's how they talk. These leftist people, there was a flotilla, like in with that nutbag out of Atlanta when I was in Atlanta. Can't remember her name. I said it earlier, but I forget what it is now. I said it earlier to producer Chris. But Cynthia McKinney, I think it was, one of those idiot nutbags. They were on this flotilla, and it was in the news, and everybody's like, "Oh, look, they're delivering aid to Gaza." That's if you're a white suburban affluent person. You don't say Gaza; you say Gaza, as if you live there. Yes, these are my people. No, they would hang you and kill you. And if you told me you were gay, they would burn you or hang you right there on the spot. But that's okay. So here is Greta Thunberg, and she was being interviewed. She is on a flotilla. And guess what else? I love this. Israel is, they've sent drones over the flotilla as it approaches. And by the way, Israel said, "You are not delivering any aid to Gaza." Here's Greta Thunberg. She knows she's not going to make it there. She knows she's going to be a victim in this, and she knows it's part of the ploy. It's all to get attention, all to raise money, all to get more people angry for her cause, her pathetic cause.
We're speaking to you from the United States, where the South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham wrote on X, "Hope Greta and her friends can swim." Your response?
We can swim very well.
Ah! He got her. Lindsey Graham, a lot of times, can be, somebody you're not going to be a fan of. But they sometimes these one-liners are freaking fantastic. "You hope you don't swim." And then there's also some other leftists with her on a boat. And they are in trouble. Here we go.
Just got dark. There are new drones above us on the Madeleine on our way to Gaza. Our fifth night to break the siege and to create a people's humanitarian corridor. We are mustering here right now, our emergency procedures.
We are mustering. We are the flotilla talking the pedophile voice, the pedophile accent.
Please share our location once again. We never know if it's an attack, psychological warfare, or...
It is. Israel's great at that.
The surveillance. Thank you.
Anyways, their alarms are going off in the flotilla. Yeah, you know, if Joseph Biden kills our troops and maims them and spends 100 and God knows $120 million for a pier that it can't exist on the Gaza shore, these clowns are not making it, and Israel will not let them, and I want them to stop them. They can. Israel's good. They have ways of doing it where they're not going to, you know, hurt anybody or anything, but they have great ways of doing it. Maybe they'll just have their Marine Force come out there and just block them, surround them, whatever. Good. Okay, we're going to have some fun. We have a couple of things. KJP, some of the stuff she said yesterday, she supposedly came out as an independent and has a book. Oh, and everybody's attacking her that used to work with her. It's great. We'll play some audio of that. And then we have a woman, an elderly woman assaulting a man who's playing bagpipes at a park. You have to hear this. The audio is incredible. All that's coming up next. This is Chris Crock, and for Jesse Kelly, follow me on social media at Chris Crock Show, ChrisKrok, at Chris Crock Show, or Crock Talk Radio. Jesse Kelly Show, Chris Crock in for Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
So here we go. We'll do KJP first, and then we're going to get into the bagpipe segment. Unless producer Chris, you want to do the bagpipe first because we just play. Okay, KJP, this is awesome. I love this because she's been silent, and one of the things I've been saying why she's been so quiet for 4 or 5 months or whatever since the Biden blow up and cackling Kamala lost. Does Jesse call her Dome? So dome meaning what? There's nothing in there. It's just a head. Is that what it is, or is there something else that I'm not that we don't want to talk about or something? Okay. Anyway, KJP comes out. All of a sudden, she pops up. Boop. I'm an independent. I'm selling a book. And let's just play this first. This is so funny. I love this. Hold on. Where is she? There it is.
I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan. And the way that I see moving forward in this space that we're in right now is if you...
See, in this space, we were in the box, but now we're outside of the box. And so we're in this space around the box. So in that space around the box...
You are willing to stand side by side with me, regardless of your political, how you identify politically. And as long as you respect the community that I belong to, and all the communities that I respect, I will be...
This is great. There really is no other way to say it. And I don't like... necessarily calling names people. I mean, maybe you say you do, Chris. I listen to you enough when you fill in for Jesse, but I got to tell you, this woman truly is a moron. And if you weren't sure, if you thought maybe she was just stuck between the rock, you knew she was a moron because she had to look at the binder for everything. Hence, they call her binder. And actually, I've heard unconfirmed sketchy reports that the book comes with a binder shrink-wrapped around the book and the binder, and the binder has like a little it tells you where to turn for each chapter and just basic things to tell you, you know, like a one-sheeter on each binder for each chapter in there. That's just what I've heard, possibly. But what I love is that all this is so funny. Have you heard all the comments now from people that worked with her? And they're totally eviscerating her now. Here's a few comments from a guy named David Weigel. Biden White House vets keep it anonymous as they trash KJP. No one is emerging to defend her. Another thing, I think this guy's a reporter. He also says this, a very odd part of the Biden legacy, elevating black woman as the first to be vice president and White House press secretary, and then making it known to everybody that they were disasters. In fact, I'm sure, well, we knew that already. You didn't need to tell us. You were the ones who pretended they were great when we knew they were a disaster. Just like you pretended Biden was running backwards in a handstand around KJP. She couldn't keep up with him. He was so fast. Anyway, the comments are coming in from her colleagues that worked with her at the White House and worked even with her in the comms department. She didn't know. These are these comments to Axios. Biden world goes scorched earth on KJP. She didn't know how to manage a team, didn't know how to shape or deliver a message, and often created more problems than she solved. Another one says, it's as breathtaking as it is desperate. It's difficult to see how this is anything but a bizarre cash grab. Another one says, the amount of time that was spent coddling Jean-Pierre and appeasing her was astronomical compared to our attention on actual matters of substance. Another one says, today Corinne lost the only constituency that ever supported her, party line Democrats. And by the way, you know, she's a comms person, right? Her job is handling crisis and communicating. She did not respond to requests for comment. You're supposed to respond. That's your job. Is that great? She has nothing to say. She's a spokesperson who can't speak. But she thinks outside. She doesn't want to be in boxes. If you're willing to join me outside of the box. All right. Here we have the story. This is a 76-year-old woman. She apparently does not like the bagpipes. And a couple weeks earlier, she and her husband apparently were walking in this park, a public park where anybody can do anything for the most part, right? And she was so angry that some guy was playing the bagpipes out there. He's Scottish, by the way. He's an American citizen, but he's from Scotland originally. He's doing what Scots do. He's got Irish Spring on him. He's got some whiskey, Irish whiskey, some Lefroy Scotch. And he's playing, maybe not on that, the second part, but he's playing his bagpipes. She went up to him and like was mad, trying to tell him to stop, and he didn't. 2-3 weeks later, she comes back. This time, she attacks him. She tells him her husband is a federal judge. She sicks him on him. His wife, the bagpiper, shows up. Her wife shows up, and she starts recording this crazy old, miserable woman who starts assaulting the wife. And then they leave, and this 76-year-old woman with this bow, you know, some of these elderly people got these bow-legged, she's got shorts on with a bow-legged legs because she's elderly, and she's hobbling, and she's chasing after these people with her giant husband who's a federal judge. She ended up being arrested and prosecuted. You're going to hear the whole report. It's fantastic. It's a must hear, especially for a Friday. In the meantime, we'll tell you about some more stuff coming up next, and you'll hear this great audio. It's Chris Kroc and for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Oh, man. We're having a blast. This is Chris Kroc and for Jesse Kelly. I love filling in for Jesse, and it's an honor. He's a unique talent. He's a great talent, and it's an honor filling for Jesse. Okay, so here's the thing. Daily habits are really, really important. Outside walking, eating healthy, stretching, working out, doing cardio. For dealing with everyday aches and pains, which you might get from doing some of those exercises, check out Relief Factor. It's a great addition to your daily routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. En español, naturalmente, por favor. 100% drug-free. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. The longer you take it, the more effective it is. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Only $19.95. Less than a dollar a day, but the pain goes away. So it's well worth it. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. And if you need me to tell you how to spell relief, I will. One time. Only one. It's a free for one time. It's a freebie. One time, I'll tell you. R-E-L-I-E-F. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Okay, so This is so awesome. This woman's name. Okay, so you're dealing with a 76-year-old woman. Like, my parents are a few years older than her. This is insane. And you know how sometimes when people get older, I'm not trying to be rude or nasty, but sometimes when people get older, they have these bow legs. And they're hobbling. And I could be the bow-legged hobbling dude in 30 years from now myself. I don't know. So, but it makes it more fun. It makes it really, really funny that the 76-year-old hobbling old woman is attacking a man at a public park for playing the freaking bagpipes. And then his wife comes over and sees this. She's recording it. The bagpiper's wife comes over. And the woman assaults the they're chasing these people down. She goes, "My husband's a federal judge here." I'm going to play you the story right now. This is from the news. It happened in Houston. Perhaps it's somewhere nearby producer Chris's house or Jesse's house. Maybe they can hear off in the distance bagpipes playing from time to time. Perhaps they will like it. I don't know, but I wanted to play you this this story because it is. It is just too important. It's too precious. Now, this just happened the other day. This was in the news. If I can find it. Where did it go? I have too many audio cuts in front of me. Producer Chris, I should have given this to you so you could play it after all. Okay. There it is. Here you go. And she's called a bagpipe Karen. Okay, here you go.
She said I had no right to play here in this public park.
And Gibb says it wasn't long before she introduced her husband to the conversation.
And she said, "I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge." And
you're playing the bagpipe. "I'm my husband's a federal judge. I'm going to sick a judge on you for what? For playing me bagpipes?"
And he's going to make you stop.
Record show, Isger is married to a man with the same name as a U.S. bankruptcy judge.
Do you want to hear something funnier? This woman who's assaulting this bagpiper's wife, her name is Eunice. A granny hobbling around with bow legs at 76 years of age is attacking people playing a bagpipe in a park, and her name is Eunice. What the hell's going on over here?
The constable's office says it's their understanding Isger's married to a judge. Gibb says Isger did call him to the scene.
She was very aggressive, yelling and screaming.
Video shot by Gibb's wife shows the woman standing inches from Gibb, phone out, and trained on him as he continues to play. He
literally stuck it right in my face.
Isn't this great? Here we go.
In my face, blinding my eyes.
But when she notices Gibb's wife is also recording, he says Isger tries to stop it.
She basically swiped at my wife's face.
Charging documents say Isger struck the victim's arm, and at one point, according to the constable's office, tripped and fell while reaching for the victim's backpack. Not long after, Gibb says Isger's husband arrives. You can see him and his wife pursuing the victim.
They're pursuing him! These 78-year-old old people. By the way, this federal judge is a towering freaking giant. He's old, but he's a towering giant. And this woman and the bagpiper guy are fleeing, but they're walking quickly. And the woman, the wife, who was just assaulted by this old biddy, she has her phone. She's recording over her shoulder behind her, and they're coming after like just doing it.
She walks along the trail.
As she was walking, she was videoing behind her, and this big guy and the woman were chasing after her.
They're chasing after her. These people are in their 40s, probably. And these older people are chasing after them.
We found Isger at her home.
Just wanted to see if you had any comment.
But she walked away without answering.
You can't have people so disrespectful and attacking for no reason at all.
You're attacking me for no reason at all.
Isger right now is facing one count of misdemeanor assault. She has no prior criminal history in Harris County, but Gibb says she actually confronted him about his bagpipe playing weeks prior to this confrontation. That one, he says, purely verbal, no physical altercation there.
Is this not the best story of all time? Isn't this great to just sit here and chew on this and ponder it? Am I making more of this than it is, producer Chris? Is it not that big of a deal to you, or is it not this freakish, amazing occurrence of events? Isn't it great? It's freaking hysterical. Her name's Eunice. She's old. She hobbles with a bow leg, and she's attacking people half her age, and then she sticks her federal judge. My husband's a federal judge. He's bankruptcy judge. What's she going to do, bankrupt me? Get out of here, right? And then they're hunting him down. And they're on social media. They're on the phone, and they're like, what I love, though, is the news went to her house. Hey, Eunice. Eunice, you got some explaining to do. I think if you really wanted to get Eunice out of the house, and I love the reporter. That guy's good. He's the way he reports. It's really good. It's like a comedy piece. Now, if they really wanted to get Eunice out of the house for a comment, they should have had the bagpipe guy playing the bagpipes on the sidewalk. You know, you could do that. You can play if it's, you know how there's like from usually it's the ordinances for peace or whatever like that. You know, it's between what, 10 p.m. or maybe 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. or something like that, or 7 a.m. or, you know, something like that, right? You can't make noises that are louder outside of your house. You know, run your mower at 2 a.m. So have that bagpipe guy. He's got to do this. Have the bagpipe guy. We could all, even if you and I can't play bagpipes, we'll just put a bagpipe around our back and just play bagpipe music so we can always have a phalanx of bagpipers. Because if you're walking down the street, it's okay as long as you're not standing on a sidewalk or impeding things. That's where you have to have a permit of some sort. Just walk up and down the sidewalk for half hour every day with like a couple bagpipers at like, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning or, you know, noon. Random times. Mess with Eunice. Haunt Eunice with those bagpipes. Send her some Irish Spring in the mail. Send her a postcard from Ireland. You know, buy some postcards that say Scotland on them or Ireland on them, wherever the bagpipes are from, whichever one. They're all the same to me over there, those Scottish and Irish. You're all the same to me. Y'all look alike to me. And send them postcards. I love that they went to her house. Hey, you freaking old grandma, miserable you-know-what, attacking people. We know where you live. Yeah, is your husband a federal judge? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Oh, what you going to do? Oh, ha! Here's some bagpipes for you. I want to get... Can you get little toy bagpipes? Can you get a little keychain bagpipe and mail it to Eunice's house? You know, just a care package. No message in there. Just send her a little thing with bagpipes. You know, buy a little bagpipe toy where you can squeeze it and go... Send her a CD! Send her the Royal Scottish Bagpipers or something. Whatever it is. How about that? Dude. And again, I'd never advocate for anything illegal or whatever, but, you know, it'd be nice to just send her bagpipe stuff, play bagpipes and such in a lawful way to really bless Eunice. She will end up, you will learn to love. You will love this bagpipe, right? What's the one of the greatest lines of movies of all time? Say, hold on, let's see. I've got it right here. Here we go.
Hey, you'll get nothing and like it.
You'll get bagpipes and like it. All right. I have just ruined the Jesse Kelly Show. I've soiled it. I've sullied it. I've taken you towards the weekend with this abomination. All right. Now, where were we? Okay, we're going to get into, I love this. I'm sure Jesse's been talking about this. Oh, we got two things. Do you think, I got excited because I heard Jesse, they did not catch this one. I have a piece of sound that talks about Joe Biden getting lost in his own closet. He apparently literally could not get out of his own closet. I'm not kidding you. The man got lost in his own closet. I have audio proof. And much, much more. All that coming up next. This is Chris Kroc in for the great Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Chris Kroc and for Jesse Kelly, if you consider yourself pro-life, here's a wake-up call for you. Despite the overturning of Roe, overall abortions increased nearly 1% last year. What does this look like? It translates to over 100,000 additional babies' lives lost, totaling an estimated 1,038,100 unborn babies. Every one of these babies' lives was precious. In fact, God says, for I knew you before I knitted you in your womb, in your mother's womb. And that is very true. The Ministry of Preborn is on the front lines advocating for these beautiful souls who never had the chance to grow up. Preborn's network of clinics are strategically located in the country's highest abortion areas. Amen on that. Ready to support women making decisions about their baby's futures through compassionate, loving care and free ultrasounds, Preborn helps women connect with life growing inside of them. Once mama hears that heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubles. That's a powerful thing to mention right there. Last year alone, Preborn rescued over 67,000 babies. Please consider getting involved. Your monthly support of $28 makes this mission possible. Life is very sacred. It's precious. It's a gift from God, and it's eternal. To donate, simply dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/JESSE, sponsored by Preborn. Grateful for the work they do. Okay, quickly, some breaking news out of Los Angeles. It's going down. Here's the before somebody's going to get run over here in a second. I'm going to play this audio for you. KTLA Los Angeles carrying it live from their chopper. Here is FBI deployed to downtown Los Angeles to assist ICE with a raid after leftist protesters started threatening agents.
Taken into custody, I believe, for the most part, the people that they were targeting inside the building have been taken into custody and were taken away in those vans. And now it's just a matter of the remainder of the investigators and agents to leave the location. So, and that's what we're seeing here. They're starting to kind of wrap things up here.
Okay, this I'm retweeting this right now. This is on my Twitter feed. Follow me at Chris Kroc Show, ChrisKrok, ChrisKrok. Here is the KTLA chopper reporter narrating. The ICE vehicles are trying to leave, and they are. These idiots, these communist illegal lovers, are running around the vehicle, and it's probably going 10, 15 miles an hour or more at this point. And this guy's running backwards with his hands on the hood of the car, and he falls, and he begins to get run over. It's beautiful. I retweeted that, too, so you can see that. Here we go.
This SUV is not going to stop. Someone throwing. Looks like.
Wow.
Let me widen out here.
Yes.
Okay, so we saw some eggs being thrown at the vehicle. Now he is just, partly ran over by that SUV.
Woohoo! The car backs up. The ICE car backs up, and now it's moving around and going. It's booking now.
Oh, boom. Man,
there goes. Hits the gas. It's gone.
There goes. Getting up.
Oh, it looks like a bicycle was also struck in the.
Yeah! Your bike's gone. And you, my friend, I hope you have a nice visit to the el hospital. Es posible que you have a broken leg. Good luck with that.
Crosswalk here. It's just a dangerous situation. It doesn't.
It's not dangerous. It's the idiot that makes it dangerous. And the cops are going to do the job. ICE, feds, all they're going to do the job. Get out of their way and you won't get hurt. Meantime. It is true that Joseph R. Biden Jr. was so far gone mentally that he would go into his closet in the White House and he would get lost. He would not know how to get out of his own closet. That was your president, President Otto Penn.
This Secret Service whistleblower actually was assigned to Biden, and he told me that Biden used to get lost in his closet in the mornings in the White House. I mean, the guy literally stumbling around in the White House residence couldn't find his way out of his own closet. The president of the United States. I mean, this is outrageous.
He should, we were lied to. He should put his little fake desk, you know, his fake little fake Resolute desk there with all the fake digital stuff around him. He should put his Resolute desk in the closet. You know that if you can't have a nice radio studio at your house, I'm blessed to have a very nice studio. But you literally can do a podcast or your own little radio show and have no reverb, no echo, if you go into a closet and you're surrounded by clothes. Joe Biden could have moved that fake Resolute desk or whatever, fake Oval Office or whatever it was, move that into the closet and you'll have no reverb. So, yeah, he would. That's exactly right. No good acoustic. He will never have. Just go into your own closet and talk. You don't have to put your head in the clothes. Go into your own closet and talk like a foot from the clothes or 6 inches from the clothes, and you're going to be like, holy crap, Chris is right. It's not me. It's just whatever, science. Follow the science and get vaccinated. Maybe not. So he could have just stayed in there. I love that. He could not. A whistleblower. Hey, hoot, hoot. I'm playing the whistle. The president can't can have his own closet. Now we need some help down here. Oh, yes. There he was. There he was. What else do I have for you? I should have something else to fit in here. We got bagpipes. We got presidents getting, can't get out of their own. Oh, I'm sure I have some other stuff to throw at you here. Well, a couple little details here that we have. Kristi Noem just announced she's ending the Quiet Skies Obama program that went after conservatives. They literally haunted and, not terrorized, but haunted and stopped Tulsi Gabbard, our former congresswoman and now DNI, head of DNI, from going around and flying around. This is these sick, sick Democrat leftists. Target, by the way, has replaced the pride displays with stars and stripes, and all the leftists are mad. They're tweeting about it. I love that. So they purposely go to Target to look for LGBTQ garbage. What's wrong with those folk? All right, let's do this. I'll say goodbye. I want to say goodbye, and I want to say thank you, and I will see you. Although I've sullied the show so much today, I may not be back. You never know. Producer Chris is he tried to, you know how they try to put the, you're on the stage and they throw the cane out to yank you off? He tried that, but it's hard because it's radio, and I'm not there with him. But maybe I'll see you next time. I think I might. Jesse Kelly back on Monday. Have a great weekend, y'all. God bless this country.
This is an iHeart podcast.